You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, an Hour of Prayer. The title says. We are praying. We're presenting ourselves a living sacrifice. Hallelujah unto God. We're seeking his face. Amen. I'm Mika, and you are blessed. And let us not waste any time, but seek the presence of God. Get in the presence of God. Yield to the presence of God. Repent before the presence of God. We thank you. Hallelujah. And we repent, Lord, of our sins. We also, Lord Jesus, choose to change the way that we are thinking. Hallelujah. That we will be able to conform to you. Hallelujah. We thank you for this moment in time. I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord God, we exalt you in this place. Lord God, right now, we give you the sacrifice of praise, Lord God. We stand in the midst of the heavies, in the midst of the tumultuous, in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the fire, in the midst of the storms, in the midst of the worries, in the midst of the stress, in the midst of the unknown, in the midst of the faith, in the midst of the hope, in the midst of the desires, in the midst of the cares, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of it all, we choose to praise you right now. Because no matter what it is that we have going on, no matter what it is that we're feeling, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, hallelujah, your word will not return unto you void. Your word will come to pass. What you spoke, what you're speaking, what you're doing will interrupt the darkness, hallelujah, the chaos, hallelujah, will usher in blessing, will usher in healing, will usher in relief, will usher in insight, will usher in clarity, will usher in a restoration, will usher in reconciliation, will usher in, hallelujah, Reba Saya, your resurrecting power, will usher in your miracles, will usher in your signs, will usher in your wonders. God, we thank you right now, hallelujah, that you are on our side, and we praise you, oh God. Your word says that without faith, it's impossible to please you. And so in this moment, in this time, in this hour, in this now, we're entering in this prayer session with faith, that with you all things are possible, so that we may be in a wilderness, but with you all things are possible. With you, somebody say, with God, all things are possible. We thank you right now, Almighty God. We thank you right now, Holy Spirit. We thank you right now, Alpha and Omega. We thank you right now, Great I Am. We thank you right now, Beginning and End. We thank you right now, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our Healer. We thank you right now, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner, our victory, our protection, our triumph. We thank you right now, hallelujah, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace, where there is nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, hallelujah. We thank you right now as we stand in the midst of seeing the missing, the lacking, the broken. We thank you, oh God, for entering those spaces, hallelujah, and filling it in and repairing, hallelujah, and fixing, hallelujah, and repairing and fixing and repairing and fixing and upgrading and uplifting and encouraging us. We thank you right now. Oh God, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. We thank you, Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord, our shepherd, that you are leading us. Lead us, hallelujah. You're leading us through the valley of the shadow of death. You're leading us through the hardship. You're leading us through the famine. You're leading us through the overwhelmed place. You're leading us through the storm. You're leading us through, hallelujah, the darkness. Where you're leading us through the season of the fiery season. You're leading us through, hallelujah, the if it's not one thing, it's another season. You're leading us through, hallelujah. Through, I don't know this, I'm gonna say it because it came to my spirit. You're leading us through the haunted house where everything that doesn't look good and fear is popping up. Hallelujah. And angst is popping up. Amen. And cries are popping up. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You're leading us through. I'm also being reminded for some enjoy those places, right? But, and you're even in the joyous places, you're leading us through. We're following you. Mm-hmm. You're leading us through, hallelujah, leading us through the season of sickness, leading us through the season of riddled with problems. You're leading us through the heaviness. You're leading us through the muck and the muddiness. You're leading us through, oh Lord God Almighty. We thank you. You are omniscient, all-knowing. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for leading us through that we will not, that this is not the end. That this is only the beginning, no matter what it looks like. Keep going. Let's keep going. Oh, I'm reminded of Finding Nemo. Is it Finding Nemo? Dora says, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. We're gonna just keep praying, just keep praying. We're gonna just keep believing, hallelujah. We're gonna just keep trusting, hallelujah. We're going to just keep praising you, just keep praising you, just keep praising you. We're gonna just keep reading our word. We're gonna just keep holding on, we're gonna just keep holding on. Hallelujah. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. Oh God, you are faithful. You are faithful. And you know exactly what we need. You know exactly what we need. Each and every single individual, your child, you know exactly what we need. We're going to just keep swimming through the doubt, hallelujah, until we get into a faith and an unbelief. We're going to just keep swimming through the worry until we get to a place of serenity and peace. We're going to just keep swimming, hallelujah, hallelujah, through the strife, hallelujah, until we get, hallelujah, and reach a place of sunshine. Come on, somebody, we're gonna just keep swimming, just keep swimming. We're gonna just keep going, just keep going, just keep allowing ourselves to be led, just keep growing in our spirit man, in our relationship with God. We're going to be persistent and see ourselves just keep getting better, just keep getting stronger. We're going to just keep swimming through the discouragement until we get into encouragement like no other. We're going to just keep swimming through the unbelief until we reach a belief in a faith that of mountain moving faith, we're going to just keep. We're going to just keep even. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Going through the storm till we get like Peter and saying, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come. That we find ourselves now walking on what once tried to drown us, overtake us, overwhelm us, oppress us, depress us. Now we see in those humbling places God exalting us. We're going to just keep faithing. I think that is what the Holy Spirit is saying. Just keep the faith. Just keep faithing no matter what it looks like. Just keep faithing no matter what it sounds like. Just keep faithing even if it looks like it's over. Just keep faithing even if it looks like it's dead and gone. Just keep faithing even if it looks like it's impossible. Why? Because it is in the places of impossible. It's in the places of us saying, I think this is over. I think this is done. It's in the places of don't know how. It's in the places of don't see it. Don't see it. Don't see a thing. It's in those places that God's miracle working power is seen. That God's miracle working power is felt. That God's miracle working power is heard. That God is glorified and acknowledged as the only one, the all-powerful one, as he is acknowledged as the God. Nothing is too hard for you. Oh yes. So God, today we ask that you help us with our faith. We ask that you help us to just keep faithing. We ask, oh God, that you will give us the substance of things hoped for. Give us a vision. Replay the vision. Replay, oh God, your report. Let us reject man's report. Let us reject, hallelujah, what the things that is causing us to question and to doubt and to fall into unbelief and fall into depression and fall into being discouraged and falling into wanting to give up and falling into a place of weariness. No, God, help us be our strength in the weak places. Some of us, oh God, are feeling weak. Some of us are feeling burdened. Some of us are feeling heavy laden. Some of us are feeling anxious. Some of us are feeling fearful and worried. Some of us are doubting. And it's okay, because it is a place where God, where Jesus will meet us. Help us, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. Increase our faith, O God. Increase our hope in you, O God. Keep our eyes stayed on you, O God. Reinvigorate us, O God. Reinvigorate our prayer life, O God. Light a fire, hallelujah, in our prayer life, where we are growing weary and weak, O God. I'm reminded, your word says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of eagles. They shall run and not faint, and walk and not grow weary. Or is it the opposite? Walk and not faint. Hold on. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what it is. Now I got to look it up because I don't want to. Reba Shandaya. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Listen, I don't mind. I don't mind needing a little, yes, okay. Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God, that we're running Amen. Hallelujah. Give us our second wind in the name of Jesus. Lord God, put a little speed and a little pep to our walk. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Glory, oh God. Let us mount up on wings of eagles and begin to soar. Hallelujah. To new heights. Hallelujah. Even in our faith, hallelujah, in our life, hallelujah, in our careers, hallelujah. We thank you for the doors that you are opening for us, oh God. I thank you that you hear us in this place. You hear the prayers of those, on the other side of this mic and on the other side of this camera, Lord God, that we are joined together, believing you. Hallelujah. We thank you for this time, oh God, that we can even lean on one another and lean on each other's faith and encourage one another. Hallelujah. That this is our time to have faith. This is your time. Hold on. This is your time to walk by faith. If God is telling us this, if God is saying that this is our time to walk by faith, you know what that means? That means he got it. That means he has a plan. That means he knows what's right around the corner. That he knows what's 10 steps ahead. As I'm being reminded of the scripture, Isaiah 40:31, that they that wait on the Lord, right, shall mount up on wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. You know what that means? That he's telling us to rise. He's telling us to get back at it. He's telling us to get up, wipe yourselves off. Ooh, I'm reminded of Joseph when they came to get him. Finally, hallelujah, after being in prison, Joseph was, read it, is in Genesis, Joseph was cast into prison unjustly. He did nothing wrong. And he even interpreted, he did good. Let us be not weary in doing well. Let us grow not weary. Hallelujah. In doing well. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Ooh, we're not fainting. Nope. Nope. Weariness is not overtaking us. Our faith is overtaking and consuming the weariness. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's doing good and he's growing in his spiritual giftings, and he's growing in God, I believe. Hallelujah. And Pharaoh sent his men to come and get him because there was a word that he was recommended to be able to interpret prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. God will recommend us to people that we ain't never met. Ashandabos. Hallelujah. God can use our enemies to bless us. We don't know. You don't know which way your blessing is coming and how close it is to you. And so they came and got him and they cleaned him up. Hallelujah. He had to wash up, put on a whole new attire. Come on, y'all. God is telling us, wash up. Come on, time to get up. It's time to get back at it. Run. Pick it back up if you dropped it. Pick back up our faith for the thing. Lord God, I ask and we ask that you will give us vision, dreams, understanding, wisdom, knowledge, revelation, instruction, order our steps, Heavenly Father. Interrupt any steps that we have have planned in our own right, but order our steps in you, Christ Jesus. We thank you on this now that you come, that we may have life and life more abundantly. And so, Lord God, we are speaking life and life more abundantly. We are speaking hope. We are speaking faith. We are speaking we are able. We are speaking we are well. We are speaking it is well. We are speaking wholeness. We are speaking prosperity. We are speaking purpose. Ah, yes, Shandaya. We are speaking positivity. We are speaking, Lord God, blessing. We are speaking in agreement to what you are saying. Let us agree with heaven. Hallelujah. And Lord God, I ask that you will help us and circumcise our ears, that our hearing, you said that my sheep know my voice. Let us come into a sharp, deeper, intimate knowing of your voice. You say faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That's what the scripture says. Hallelujah. So let us stay in the place of hearing. Give us a discernment on the things that we need to reject out of our hearing place, because instead of faith coming, doubt is coming. Let us be on guard to what is coming in our ear gates, in our eye gates. This is a season of faith. You gotta have faith. We have to have faith. So that means, hallelujah, that some of us, we got to be in a training of faith. That some of us, all of us, ooh, listen, look at, as I just read, hold fast. We have to hold fast to faith. We got to be in an incubator of faith. We got to be always in the hearing of faith. I don't have the luxury right now just to be hearing anything and everything. So Lord, send your angels as security guards, be like, and or bodyguards to like stop the things that's coming in. Make us aware and mindful of things that's coming in our ear gates and our eye gates. That's making us grow weary even and causing us to faint. Jesus, we're dependent on you. Jesus, we need you. Jesus, we're looking to you. Jesus, we thank you for helping us, interceding for us. Jesus, hallelujah. Can I read scripture? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And I'm reminded, even Jesus spoke to the devil, spoke to Satan himself, resisting temptation, said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I am hanging on to every word. I don't have the luxury to consider any other word. Not even the words of my thoughts. Lord God, help us to take our thoughts captive, O God. Bless us with a sound mind, O God. Bless us with the mind of Christ, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Ooh, bless us, O God. Bless us and heal us from headaches and migraines, O God. Ah, Yebashaya, we thank you, oh God. We put on a helmet of salvation. Ah, yes, the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness. And we take our shield of faith and the sword, which is the word of God. We gird our waist with the belt of truth, and we shod our feet to, hallelujah, with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Scripture tells us, amen, in Ephesians, that we are to put on the whole armor of God. It is our protection, amen, from the elements of in the spirit realm, hallelujah. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities and rulers of a darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Jesus, we thank you. I'm going to read Hebrews 11, because this is a season of faith. With God, all things are possible. How are we with God? Linking up with him through faith. I'm not believing anything else but what my Father in heaven tells me. I'm not moving but on the word of God. By the instruction of God, I'm cleaving to him. We are cleaving to him. When I say I, that's not just speaking about me specifically, but that's how we're talking. That's how we're talking in this season. My God, our God can come in the midnight hour. We're meeting God at that place of faith. At that place of faith, we're meeting God. We're meeting all of his power. He is the only living God. Hallelujah. And he is able. We are meeting him, the creator of heaven and earth. At that place of faith, we are divinely meeting the creator of the universe. At the place of faith, we are meeting all things are possible. At the place of faith, we are seeing mountains move. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Can we stop and worship? Can we flow with the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Can we all sing? What happens if we all join together? Even though like we're not in the same place physically, but we're all one in the spirit. What can happen? Something supernatural. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. At the place of faith, we're meeting his supernatural. At the place of faith, we're meeting his signs and his wonders. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. I just came on this hour and this now to encourage you. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, this is Mark 11, amen, 22. For verily I say unto you, I guess we're going to read this verse. Look it, and I just turned right to it. This is the Holy Spirit. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, yep, we speak in faith. We are speaking faith. We speak to the mountain of debt and command it to be thou removed and cast into the sea. And it says, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. I'm going to say it again. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. Can we put some worship on that? Mm-hmm. I believe this. I believe the word. So I say hallelujah in that place. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. So whosoever shall say to this mountain of lack, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and we call in abundance in the name of Jesus. I speak abundance over us. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, we speak to the mountain of ailments and affliction and sickness and infirmity, to be thou removed and cast into the sea, and we call in and speak health and wellness and wholeness. Ah, Shandaya, it is our portion. Oh, hallelujah. We speak to the mountain of stagnation and command it to be thou removed and cast into the sea. And we speak a mobility, a thing set to flow, a success, a open doors, opportunities flooding in. It is our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak to the mountain of fear and command it to be thou removed and cast into the sea. And we call in and speak boldness and a courageousness, hallelujah, and even an assertiveness, hallelujah, because we're more focused on God than the people, and we're more focused on God and the circumstance, and we're more focused on God and the situation, and boldness is our portion. Also, scripture says that the righteous are bold as lions. Jesus, who shall say unto this mountain of doubt, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Hallelujah. And we speak a confidence in God Almighty. Ah, we are confident. I'm confident in God Almighty, believing God Almighty. So what if I never seen it happen before? God, I'm believing you. Thank you, Lord. And whosoever shall say unto this mountain of joblessness, hallelujah, be thou removed in purposelessness. Be thou removed and cast into the sea. We speak purpose. Amen. We speak gainful employment. We speak increase in the area of finances. Hallelujah. We speak a healthy financial life, a better financial life. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless us, O God, that we can be a blessing. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you. Who shall ever say unto the mountain, what is your mountain? That God is saying, speak to this mountain. Jesus, make us aware of the mountains that we're not even aware of. And that's been speaking to us, hallelujah, and got us feeling a certain type of way. No, we are rising up and we're speaking faith. We're speaking faith. We're speaking faith. Faith. Faith, faith, faith. Now I want to read Hebrews 11. Cause you gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. We gotta have faith. Yep. Yep. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm. So it's actually perfect if we don't see it. It's actually perfect if we don't hear it. It's actually perfect if we're hearing the opposite of. It's actually perfect if we don't feel it. We're seeing, we must use our faith to see. We must use our faith to hear. We must use our faith to discern. We must use our faith to feel. So again, Lord God, help us in that place of faith. Strengthen us in the place of faith. Encourage us in the place of faith. Meet us in the place of faith. Faith for the healing. Faith for the provision. Faith for the restoration. Faith for the marriage. Faith for the home. Faith for the business increase. Come on, somebody. Faith for the business. Faith for the ministry. Faith to do the will of God. Faith! Faith to prosper in that place where he called you. Faith to enter into the land. Faith to believe. Faith to see what God sees. Faith! Lord, give us a faith to even see ourselves how you see us, and not allow us to see our inadequacies and our insecurities. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And even our infirmities. Amen. Hallelujah. And even our iniquities. Hallelujah. Lord God, let us see faith in those places that we want to please you in those places. Hallelujah. If you say we're able, we're able. If he says you're qualified, you're qualified. Listen, if God is saying you're qualified, 9 times out of 10, it's going to look like you're not qualified. Okay? If he says you're equipped, you're equipped. If he says you're adequate. Listen, 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10. If he's saying you're adequate and you're able, it's going to look like you're inadequate and you're not able. Hello, Moses. Go to Exodus 3 and read about Moses. If you haven't, and even if you have, let's revisit it. But it's going to look like what God is, it's not going to look like what God is saying it looks like. It's not going to seem like what God is saying it is. Mm-hmm. Look. In this chapter 11, it brings up even Abraham and his faith, right? And he is known for his faith. What are we going to be known for? What are we going to be known by? And the Lord, Adonai, our Abba Father, God Almighty, he called Abram, he spoke to Abram before anything, telling him about who he is, according to God. Who he was, what he was going to, what it was going to be before it was even a whiff of it on the earth. It actually was impossible. He said, you are a father of many nations, endless, countless, numerous, multitude, so much that can't be counted. He didn't even see one yet. Matter of fact, he was old, body as good as dead. Sarah, his wife, Sarai, who evolved into Sarah, Abram, who evolved into Abraham. Her womb, good as dead. It was dead. It was dry. It was famine. It was nothing. So our dead, our dry, our famine, our nothing. Oh, God has us in position. He has you in position. He has you in position. All eyes on him now. Somebody said, God, it's your turn. God, it's your turn. Matter of fact, we just might as well just start applauding now. Speak to those things that are not as though they are. We're applauding now. Hallelujah. We're speaking from the end of the thing at the beginning. This is working out in my favor. I got the victory. I shall live and not die. It is well. Success is my portion. Homeowner is my portion. Come on, somebody. Marriage is my portion. Healthy marriage is my portion. Come on, somebody. Whatever that desire, whatever that dream, whatever it is that he spoke to you and said that this is what it is. Peace is my portion. Patience is my portion. Come on. Let's not forget about those things. The immaterial. The fruit of the spirit. Mm-hmm. Love is my portion. Forgiveness is my portion. Kindness is my portion. Long suffering. Ooh. We didn't want to hear that one, huh? Mm-mm. It's my portion. Endurance is my portion. Come on. Perseverance is my portion. I am able is my portion. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Gentleness is my portion. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Thank you for giving us perspective in this place. Thank you for speaking to us in this place. Thank you for encouraging us in this place. Thank you for loving on us in this place, oh God. Thank you for your angels, Heavenly Father. Send your angels to each and every single one of us, wherever we are, hallelujah. You know exactly, in the office, in the bedroom, in our home, in the living room, in the bathroom, wherever, in the car, wherever we are, at the kitchen table, in the kitchen, wherever we are. Thank you for sending your angels to minister to us, protect us, guard us, bless us, guide us, war on our behalf. I thank you, oh God. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We thank you. And we're going to stand in the place. We're going to meet you in the place of faith. Grow us in the place of faith. Increase us in the place of faith. Strengthen us in the place of faith. Even change our identity in the place of faith. We're saying yes. We're saying yes. We're saying yes to you. We're saying yes to hope. We're saying yes to faith. We're saying yes to believing. We're saying yes to trusting. We're saying yes to all things possible with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Pnevelacha, Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Pnevelacha, Veyasim, Lekha Shalom. God bless you. With God, all things are possible. See you next week.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.